Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Julie. Welcome to What You Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a college counselor by day, and I guess author by night, or whenever I have time to write. I'm also a mom of two daughters, and just one fun thing, or in the spirit of the fall season, I could say like my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving, because I love pies and I love eating, and it's just the tradition of like cooking together with my family. And so it's a little bit warm here in Southern California, so I'm hoping for the cool weather soon and sweater weather. I was born and raised here in Southern California, and a big part of my childhood was working in my family's donut shop, and that's actually what inspired the setting for the donut trap.
So let's chat about the donut trap. So tell us about the elevator pitch, and then talk to us a little bit further about that source of inspiration. You know, how do you take real life and fictionalize it?
Yeah, so the donut trap follows 22-year-old Jasmine Tran, who is in a rut after living back at home for a year after college. She doesn't have a job, she's single, and both of those things are things that her parents have opinions about. So she's kind of like ready to move on. She's just not sure what that is yet. But she inadvertently reconnects with Alex Lai, which is her former college crush, just as her family shop faces a rent increase. And so they need her more than ever. And so the story really follows Jasmine as she tries to navigate like her own interests as well as her family's interests, while she creates a path for herself. And so it's a story about finding love in a lot of ways. So romantic, platonic, familial, and all the kind of joys and humor and sometimes frustrations that come with that. I would say like in terms of like how I weaved in like my personal experience is really just kind of bringing to life the donut shop setting. When I wrote the story, I thought like, oh, this would be a really nice opportunity to kind of bring in a little bit about, a little bit of history of who this family is. And so, in California, most of the donut shops are run by Cambodian refugees. And so, and that reflects my family's experience. And I really wanted to kind of add that layer in to kind of give a little bit of depth, but also kind of also an understanding, like a more holistic point of view of like kind of why their dynamic is the way that it is.
I love this. Yeah, it was fascinating to just read over like, the story and the donut shop and the setting. I think it's like, I just moved out of Chicago, which is a big donut city. And I was like, it just like reminded me of the donut aspect of it. So I thought that was a unique setting. And I love that you incorporate some of your experience into the story. So,
yeah. And I guess, my parents stopped operating that shop a long time ago, like before social media, before kind of like all these like fancy donuts kind of came into play. And actually part of the thought process while I was writing was kind of like, what would my parents have done? Like if this was the trend, like, my parents were like they were trained to operate their store a certain way. And I honestly don't know like how much they would have updated or tried to keep up with trends. They're retired now. And so I thought it was really kind of like an interesting like plot point to kind of put in there.
Yeah, the fancy donuts, I would say like that's like it's an appeal. Like I think social media has brought in like I think it's like brought an explosion of it. who brought him to the forefront is like, ooh, that's like fancy flavor, you know, this unique whatever it is, Nutella meets banana meets something else, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes even like when, you know, my husband and I are foodies, and so we love trying new things, and you know, of course, like we definitely fall under the influence of like, oh, look at that pretty thing that showed up on Instagram. I'm like, let's go try it. And sometimes in the back of my head, I think like, oh, I think it, my parents would flip out if they knew I spent like $4 on a donut or something like that. So, you know, but yeah, it was kind of fun to kind of like reimagine, like, you know, bringing in some like old memories, but also like weaving in some like new ideas and, you know, bridging all of that together.
I love this. So let's have some book recommendations. So do you have any recommendations you want our listeners to pick up? We have like a few books that you think they were fun. It doesn't have to be your genre. It can just be any genre.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's always hard to get asked like, you know, what are, you know, what your book recommendations are, because like, you know, we just love so many. I love so many books. And so it's hard to narrow down. So I did try to like give myself a theme so I could, you know, frame, you know, give it some context and frame it. So in the spirit of The Donut Trap, which takes place in Southern California in the summer, my three recommendations kind of focus on Southern California summers, but also with Asian protagonists. And so the first book that I recommend is Dial A for Aunties by Jessie Sukoto. You know, it's such a big hit, first of all. I don't think it needs a lot more introduction, but for somebody who hasn't read it or hasn't heard of it yet, you know, I just love the dark humor. It was just, I think from the blurb on the back, like I didn't expect kind of the humorous and heartfelt way that it represented the diaspora experience. And so and it actually opens in the San Gabriel Valley, which is where I'm from. And I totally got caught by surprise. So I love that part of the book. My second recommendation is A Pho Love Story by Lone Lay. The book itself is about, you know, rival pho restaurants, which makes the two main characters' romance a little bit unlikely. But as the more that they're drawn together, the more they learn about the truth behind their family rivalries. And it weaved in, you know, culture and the refugee experience so well. And I really love that. And then my last SoCal summer book recommendation is Not Here to Be Liked by Michelle Kwok. It just came out. It's about an unlikable Eliza who gets passed over for editor-in-chief of her school newspaper for the more likable but less qualified Len. And so this inadvertently sparks a feminist campaign on campus, which becomes difficult because she finds herself being attracted to him. And so it handles feminism and high school life so well. It's so smartly written and relatable. And so just something that I really like. So of those three books, two are YA and Dial A for Aunties is for adult audiences.
Awesome. Yeah, I love A Dial for Aunties and I love the A Pho Love Story. Both are great. I think A Pho Love Story, I listened to it and it brought like a new experience because there's a lot of Vietnamese, I think it's Vietnamese. There's a lot of word. And so it was great to hear them like speak to me. And I was like, oh, it was really cool just to see that because I'm all Pho. And I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta read a book about it. So that was fun.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think, you know, writing from our own personal experience or being able to weave in parts of our culture into our books is always a little tricky because, you know, at least for me, like I'm always aware that, you know, not everyone will know the words and I'm not fluent in any, by any means. And so, you know, it's always kind of that balance of like, how do we bring some of that into the story, but also like, you know, not lose our audience and also like make it understandable and put it in context and all of that. So I thought all of these books did it really well.
They did. And I can't wait to read Michelle's book, actually just adding that to my TBR. Yeah. You had me at Southern California. So like, come in. So I love this. So tell us where you can find you online.
I have a website. So it's just julietu.com. But for my social media handles, I'm also at Twitter at Julietieu, J-U-L-I-E-T-I-E-U. And I'm also on Instagram at Julietieu Writes. So those are my two main handles. I'm there quite a bit. So with just random content, but following my author journey.
I love this. Thank you, Julie, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.